My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
The Grand Bigs. Bigs time.
Bigs.
With Molly and Haw. Bigs time.
The Bigs Report.
With Brad Biggs.
Bigs time.
Bigsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Molly and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. Brad Biggs, the football man of the Chicago Tribune, a long-time contributor to the station and a valued friend. And he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Big Zay!
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, the rumor is that now that the hurricane is creating a problem weather-wise, the Jags plan on playing the game remotely. So I don't know how that would work out. What have they? What have you learned about that idea?
I think the situation is Jacksonville had to push back its departure, but just a few hours. I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal for them. I talked to a league official, said it was related to them needing more time to effectively load all their stuff onto the plane. Remember, they're going to be over here for a second week. They play a home game at Wembley Stadium the following Sunday. So they're going to, unless something changes further, they're only going to arrive in London a few hours later than what had originally been planned. So I don't think that's going to particularly impact Sunday's game against the Bears.
So how are the Bears practicing today? Where are they? And will it be more than a walkthrough, Brad? Because yesterday we got word that Tevin Jenkins was limited, but it was a walkthrough. But that would be seen to be different today under the conditions. What should we expect?
Well, yesterday limited was an estimation had they had a legitimate practice, which they did not. It was a walkthrough. Today, regular practice. It'll be first down, second down, third down. Generally speaking, Thursdays for third downs, but because they just had a walkthrough yesterday, they're going to fold all three of those into today's work. They're at the resort, which is 80, 90 minutes north of downtown London, with the thick traffic. So kind of out in the countryside, it's going to be quiet. They're secluded. Be able to get their work in today and then have a red zone specific practice tomorrow on Friday.
So we understand that Tevin Jenkins could indeed start the game. Will he be able to finish it?
Yeah, I mean, that's generally speaking, my experience doing this a mighty long time, linemen are some of the last guys to leave the field with an injury. But Jenkins seems to have a lot of different body parts that have ailed him over the past several seasons. And so, I mean, your guess would be as good as mine. He wasn't 100% last week with the bruised rib. He left the game with the ankle injury. I saw him post-game, no walking boot, looked like he was moving okay. So I don't know. We'll see how they designate him on the injury report for today's action a little bit later on. But the hope is, that he'll be able to go at left guard. If not, you would think that Bill Murray maybe gets a further opportunity. But we'll probably have a better sense later today, hopefully tomorrow.
So as we heard yesterday from DJ Moore, we are now evolving from the comfy QB to the bossy QB. And Caleb Williams is receiving a lot of conversation or praise for his leadership style, Brad. That just, I think, it's better than reading body language and it's better than talking about communication issues. It's talking about the way that he is evolving as a leader and the way that that is translating into success with the offense. Just the evolution of a leader and a guy who is a captain, right?
Yeah, I think it's different different guys respond to different forms of communication. So I think it would, as a young guy coming in, as a rookie, with some veteran guys and established players in the league, you got to get a feeling and an understanding kind of for what they respond to. And you needed game reps to how are we going to react to this? You know, when are we seeing things the same way, right? And the first time you do it, the quarterback might see one thing and the receiver might see something that's just a little bit different. And if they're not on the same page, that can lead to an incompletion or worse. So it's been time on task, and you didn't think it was going to be perfect when they started the season. It's certainly not going to be perfect this Sunday against Jacksonville, but you're seeing growth. I think you're seeing improvement. You're seeing a guy with confidence. You're seeing a guy that's starting to look more comfortable in the pocket, which I think is a huge deal, right? You know, that's the thing that trips up so many young quarterbacks, right? They cannot process and perform from the pocket. And Caleb looks like he's kind of intentionally hanging in there at times, when maybe previously at USC or Oklahoma, he's pulling the ripcord and he's trying to make a second reaction play, but understanding that he needs to hang in there. So you're seeing the development and growth, and I think it's a positive for everyone. I think they feel the kind of the positive energy within the group, and they've been better. Now, the defenses they've been playing haven't been, but you got to line up against who they schedule for you that week. And this Jacksonville pass defense, guys, is awful, awful. The Jags are giving up like 288 passing yards a game. It's dead last in the NFL. I think opposing quarterbacks have a passer rating of about 111 against Jacksonville so far. So the Bears should be able to move the ball through the air on Sunday.
This segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Estwing Professional Tools, made in the USA for 100 years. Estwing.com. Brad, I'm curious, the activation of Jacob Martin from the IR would seemingly indicate that he will be ready to perhaps play when they get back on the field after the bye week. He's got this week to practice, and then they won't be doing much, I imagine, in the bye week. But then you'll have another full week before they play Washington. Is he on schedule to return at that point? And when you see both Larry Borum and Ryan Bates not activated, does that mean they won't be back playing, or could they return for that game as well?
Yeah, with Martin, I would think you're kind of looking at that Washington game, and I, you know, I don't know what you're doing roster wise. Is he a guy that does he take Dominique Robinson's spot? You're gonna have to see him practice. Yeah. You're gonna have to see how his body responds. He's been out an awful long time, guys. He suffered that toe injury on the first day of padded practices back in July, so that's gonna take a little while. And with Bates, I think I said it yesterday, you know, he's missed so much time since really about mid-August that I don't think it's a one-week in practice and he's ready to line up and play football in a game. I think that'll be a multi-week thing for Ryan Bates as well. And quite possibly Larry Borum, who suffered a high ankle sprain in that preseason game at Kansas City. But they're going to have help on the way. It's probably just going to be a couple more weeks.
What did we hear from Shane Waldron if he spoke today, Brad, or what was his state of mind heading into this week against the Jaguar defense, as you said, which is very susceptible to the pass?
Yeah, I think they're feeling confidence, you know, that what they've been trying to do has been working. Obviously, the playing with tempo has been effective for Caleb Williams, and I think we might have discussed it earlier in the week, like you've got to hit on first and second down to stay in tempo, right? It doesn't work unless you're having some positive plays, but they had a whole bunch of success with it this past week, so I'm curious to see if that's something you know it's going to remain part of the game plan, you would think, most weeks. It's a question of maybe how much.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
So you mentioned that it's an hour and a half or an hour outside of London, whatever, depending on traffic. Do they stay there until Saturday? Did they spend Saturday night closer to Spurs Stadium?
I think they're staying up here the whole time.
Oh, they're staying there the whole time, and then they'll drive the hour before the game?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll leave. You know, they're always going to leave early.
Yeah.
It'll be London time. I think that's a 2:30 kickoff.
Right.
On Sunday. And then in the past, guys, the Bears have stayed over the night after the Sunday game and flown back on Monday. They're going to be wheels up right after the game. So they'll be getting out of London Sunday. It'd be evening time in London on Sunday.
So, Dustin wanted to know, how does it work when you're the home team? Do you get revenue from the game? How do they? How do they distribute
the
revenue?
Yeah, I would assume. I would assume they're getting something to make up for lost gate revenue. But guys, none of the owners in the NFL are going poor, right?
No, good point, Brad. When you look at Jaquan Brisker not being there, Elijah Hicks gets his 9th NFL start. He is a guy they like. They drafted in the 7th round, Ryan Poles' first draft class. What can we expect from him? I said earlier, in an ideal situation, maybe you won't hear from him, and that will tell you he's probably doing a pretty good job. How is the defense different with Elijah Hicks replacing Brisker?
Well, you've got less experience out there, right? But Hicks is a guy with pretty good range. Like, might have a little more range than Brisker, and I think for it to show up, though, right, for that range to show up, Hicks is going to have to deliver on what the coaches have said about him here this week, and that's that, you know, things have started to slow down for him, that he understands and is able to read and kind of diagnose his keys more quickly and more accurately than perhaps he was able to earlier in his career when he was getting some of that playing time. So that's something to keep an eye on. And I think you make a great point. If you're not hearing his name in the broadcast, that's not necessarily a bad thing.
Right. I'm curious, Brad, when we look at the defense, generally speaking, how do you feel the matchups work against this team? In other words, when we look at them at 1-4, not a lot has gone right for them, whereas the Bears probably had a tough matchup last week for Montez Sweat, but they got help in other places. Do you expect Sweat to have a much better matchup this time around? Who do you expect to be starring on that defense in this game?
Yeah, you would hope so, because Jacksonville has had a really tough time this season until they did what? They got a little more time in the pocket for Trevor Lawrence last week. And when he had a little more time and he could have a little more comfort in the pocket, I think you saw what you know he's capable of. Certainly you saw the rookie wide receiver Brian Thomas, the first-round pick from LSU, break out a little bit. I think Thomas has got 3 touchdown catches through 5 games, guys. Had a huge long play that has jacked his average up to like 18 yards a reception. But it's going to be about winning that battle up front. You take care of that. You get Trevor Lawrence a little uncomfortable in the pocket, and he's the kind of guy that'll give you a couple. He'll give you a couple plays to make in the ball game. And if the Bears can do that, I think they'll be very well positioned.
So, Brad, obviously with Robert Saleh getting fired, there's been a lot of conversation about other coaches on the hot seat. It's always the who will be next type of thing. When you look at Matt Eberflus, would you describe him as a coach on the hot seat this year, or when people would ask you that question? I'm just asking the question.
I mean, the next coach the Bears fire in season, as you know, will be the first.
Okay.
So
Flusie won't make it?
I don't think he'll make that list for in-season hot coaches. If I do this long enough, I'll probably see a Bears head coach be fired in season eventually. But I think there would be some other coaches in line for that before him.
When we look at this game in particular, we think about the Bears' running game and the way that they have kind of adapted it. Now, they're using DeAndre Swift differently than they did earlier in the year, and they've got this kind of jumbo package, which is part of their identity. Do you expect them to kind of attempt to be as balanced as they were last week? Is that what you heard from the offensive coordinator?
Yeah. I mean, you don't want Caleb Williams dropping back and having to throw the ball 40, 50 times a game like they did earlier in the season. So you get that balanced attack. You mix in Roshan Johnson there a little bit. And I talked to Chad Morton, the running backs coach, this morning a little bit about, is there a spot to get Roshan a little bit of work in the base offense because he's got that pass catching ability that they like. And, he kind of chuckled because, hey, he'd like to get Khalil Herbert some touches too, and they'd like to do this. But guess what? They're not going to have 85 or 90 snaps in the ball game. And sometimes when you're getting in tempo, you got one guy in there, and hey, maybe you'd like to swap a guy out here, but you're in tempo, so you're not going to be subbing. So it's kind of that balance. But we've certainly seen Swift's abilities showcased pretty well the last couple weeks. You're seeing what the Bears thought he would be able to provide to that offense. And if they can continue to get that from him, that's going to be a big bonus, and it's going to allow them to stay balanced so you're not asking the quarterback to drop back too much, put him in harm's way. I mean, the perfect number of pass attempts is what, 25-ish, 30 a game? If you stay in that range, you're probably controlling the ball and being effective, getting first downs, and hopefully scoring.
Did you get to that Bears pub you were promoting in your 10 thoughts?
No, I went by it the other day. Those were like some super passionate European Bears fans that I met there back in, I think it was 2011, when they were over here the first time. Coming from like all sorts of different countries. That was a fun group, and they're getting together again Saturday night.
That sounds like fun.
Are you going to a football match, a soccer match on Saturday morning?
There's a group going to see like Greece play England tonight at Wembley, maybe. But they said Harry Kane wasn't going to play, so I said, I'm out.
Yeah, I'm sure that was the reason why, Brad.
That's it. That's
I'm sure that
reason.
Was it. Yeah.
Great stuff, Big
Thanks,
Z.
Biggs.
Thank
have
you,
fun.
Buddy.
All right, guys. Have a great day.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.